Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone. Episode number 123 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Thanks so much for being back this week. Wanted to share a note that I received this morning. I'm recording this. It's Monday of this week, and I got this text this morning from a client that I've worked with for a while, and it just, it helped jumpstart my day, helped just continue to validate this work that I'm doing and the work that I have grown from and I have learned from and that my clients grow and learn from. So if you've thought about coaching, I hope, with me, I hope this is an encouragement or coaching with somebody else for that matter. I think everyone can benefit from coaching, whether it's me or not. But he says, just wanted to let you know that I had a great conversation with my wife yesterday that I had been wanting to have since you started to coach me. I was calm, showed up well, showed up how I wanted, and the conversation went great. Thank you for everything. Can't wait to see you again soon. Pretty cool, huh? And again, that's the type of growth, that's the type of impact that coaching can have on you. It's the type of impact it can have on your family. It's the type of impact it can have on your relationship. It's the type of impact it can have on your business with your kids. And it sounds, I think, sometimes people can be, well, how can you help everyone with everything? Well, when you teach the type of causal coaching that I teach, in other words, we're talking about what is the root cause of the issue, how do we identify it, how do we process the emotion, how do we move through it, and then how do we gain power over on the other side? You literally can work with people on any subject that they bring with you or bring to you. And I think that's truly the power of good coaching. There's a lot of bad coaching out there. There's a lot of bad therapists out there. There's a lot of bad advice out there. But there's also a lot of great coaching. There's a lot of great therapy and a lot of great advice. And so do your research. But if you're struggling in an area and you know you're struggling in an area, this is that little tap, tap, tap that says, hey, the time is now. Reach out, make a phone call or make a, send a text, send an email to whoever, to me, to someone else. Doesn't have to be me. Go on my website if you want it to be me, drdarrenwilson.com or drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, and start to thrive in this life. This life is too short to go through it without you thriving. And on that note, I had a conversation with a guy who I considered one of my mentors for a long time. Last week, I don't talk to him that often, but when I do, he's kind of like E.F. Hutton, when he talks, people listen, and that's how he kind of is in my life. When he talks, I like to listen, and he's given words of advice and words of wisdom literally for me throughout the last, probably 35 years of my life now. And as we were talking, I asked him a question about a fishing trip that he takes every year. He always goes north, actually into Canada, and he goes to this one little fishing camp every year and goes in the summer. And he's done it, I think he told me he's done it for like 20 years. And he's got to know the people there and, the owners of the camp, and he just really looks forward to it. And, they go out. I mean, it's kind of like, it's not for me, just so you know. I'm more of the glamping type person. I like to go somewhere where I've got like a hot tub, that's kind of me. But he says it is a camp site, like a, tiny little cabin they stay in. There's nothing that's fancy about it, but they're literally there for the fish and the fellowship. He goes with a couple other guys, And they go fish for 2 weeks, and they, you know, they go cast until they can't cast anymore, and hopefully catch till they can't catch anymore, and then they come back home. But one of the things he said just struck me. He said, you know, I was out there one particular day, and we were going down the lake. He said the lake's as big as, you know, you can't see from one side of it to the other. It's just a huge lake. And I'm out kind of on the front of the boat. My buddy that came with me was driving. And I'm just looking out over creation. I'm looking out over the beauty of the water and the beauty of the landscape. And there's some small mountains or hills and the trees and just everything. The sky, he said, it was just a perfect day. And he said, there's no cell service there. There's no bother of life. There's no busyness. You really have to go, and you really have to get in this place of intention where you're just literally away from it all. And he made this comment. He said, as I was looking around and I was sitting there on that boat and just taking in all of nature, because it was like therapy for the soul. And I thought, wow, he's done it again. What a cool phrase to think about what so many of us long for, and that is to have therapy for our souls and to have a peace of mind that in that moment you're so present. You're so present with yourself. You're so present with the world. You're so present with everything that's around you, that it feels like this magnificent and wonderful therapy for your soul. And so I wonder this week, where do you find that therapy? Where's a place for you that you go and you can get away and you can unplug and you can be one with yourself, or one with the world, or one with nature, or one with God, or one with the presence of the moment, and you can find that therapy for your soul? Because so many people, so many clients that I deal with, and when I look back at myself in the mirror, this is a challenge for me, is to be able to just sit still and be. Now, we've talked about meditation before, and we've talked about, you know, centering yourself, and we've talked about really being able to quiet your mind. But is there a particular place that you can think about, that you can go, that you can just be you? You don't have to be on. You don't have to answer to anybody. You don't have to do anything in that moment. All you have to do is be. And you're able to truly find yourself there. For some of you, that's exactly what you need to do this week. You need to go to a place where you can unplug, get rid of your cell phone, even if it's for 10 or 15 minutes. Be awesome if you could do it for a whole day or a half a day. But some of you that I know listen every week have a tough time just putting it down for 2 seconds, let alone 15 minutes. But can you go to that place? Maybe you live close to a beach. Can you go and sit on that beach and just take in the waves and the beauty of the moment? Maybe it's a lake for you. Maybe it's a hike. Maybe you like to get on top of a mountain. Maybe you like to get out in nature. Maybe it's a coffee shop. Maybe you go and you have your best cup of coffee, but you turn your phone off, and maybe you've got a great book, or maybe you just sit there and you just take in everything around you, but you're just one in the moment. See, here's what's awesome about having that therapy for the soul. There are no rules. There's no right or wrong. There's nobody to judge you. You get to choose. You get to decide. you get to say, this is where I want to be in this moment. For some of you, that will help you find so much clarity because your brain will be allowed to think. Your brain will be allowed to literally breathe because your brain needs that space in order to slow the soundtrack of the mind down so you're able to be in that moment. Can bring so much clarity, can bring so much peace, can help you see things that you haven't seen before, can help you think of a situation maybe a little differently than how you've been dealing with it before. Maybe it'll allow you to come into that moment to say, you know what, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. This is the thing that I've been searching for, whatever that thing is. But you find clarity and you find peace in that moment. So my encouragement for you this week is to go find that thing. Maybe it's take a drive on down a country road. Maybe it's put the windows down wherever you are. You put your favorite music on and you just take off down the road. Maybe it's getting by yourself and listening to your favorite music. I don't care what it is, right? There are no rules. You get to choose. But my encouragement is for you to choose that this week. So when we come back and we meet each other again next week, on next Thursday morning, you've had that moment where you have found some therapy for your soul. Hope you guys have a great week. If you need me, reach out, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. Can't wait to see you back here next Thursday morning. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.